The public option is dead, except when it's alive. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate Finance Committee was yammering about health care until 10:30 last night, and I admit I watched it instead of Seinfeld reruns, which I know is un-American, but I wanted to witness the death of the public option. I thought it'd be exciting. And sure enough, I saw it voted down twice, only to immediately rise from the dead.
We will keep fighting so that the bill that lands on the president's desk has a good, strong, robust public option.
But it turns out that the really exciting part of the debate had nothing to do with the public option. It came from Senator John Ensign, Republican of Nevada, who pointed out the fundamental flaw in the whole healthcare debate. This idea that we Americans have lower life expectancies than countries that spend less on healthcare. That, he said, is a bogus argument for reforming healthcare because it is a statistical mirage that fails to take account of American culture.
If you take out accidental deaths due to car accidents, and you take out gun deaths because we have a lot, you know, we like our guns in the United States, and there's a lot more gun deaths in the United States. You take out those two things, you adjust those, and we actually do better as far as survival rates.
There it is, from a conservative senator. If it wasn't for car wrecks and guns, we'd live longer than the Europeans without some big health care reform. So there's your public option. We don't need some scary government health care plan. We need mass transit and gun control. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.